we've talked about volunteering with our last guest. Caitlin has volunteered with 630 Ted Santis Anonymous for the last 6 years in some different roles. Yep. And she has also made some donations as well, which is a big part of what makes this whole operation run. And what I love about our next guest is that he has found a way to really drive donations in a creative, very contemporary fashion.
Well, how are people communicating? How are people spreading their messages these days? For the most part, it's through some form of social media. And of course, the hottest, busiest one right now is TikTok. So if you can fundraise through TikTok, you're connecting and making a connection with an awful lot of people. Jesse Craig is a teacher. He's been able to fundraise using TikTok and collecting a whole bunch of toys for 630 Ched Santa's Anonymous. Jesse's joining us this morning. Hey, how are you? Merry Christmas, happy holidays, all the rest of that. How you doing, Jesse?
Good. Yourself?
We're doing pretty good. We're all wired up because we're at the warehouse, right? So it's pretty cool to be here.
Jesse, we love hearing the different stories of the ways that people have been involved with Santa's Anonymous because people have different relationships to it. I'm curious, what made you want to get involved?
A couple of years back, my wife now, but girlfriend then, we used to sort. We used to go in and sort, and I was like giving back. My parents raised me that way. And then as the years went on, I started gaining more of a following on social media, and I thought instead of just sorting, I could make a bigger impact by getting more donations in through my silly videos and just the connections I made kind of worldwide. And that's kind of where it took off, especially last year.
Well, I'm curious about your silly videos. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that footprint that you have on social media and how you've been able to work it toward helping out Santa's Anonymous?
So I started on TikTok when the pandemic hit to connect my students. So I teach, you know, grade five and I coach some junior high sports. But I was like, I'll do TikTok. I'll just watch. And then the pandemic hit and I'm like, I want to make videos that my students can watch and be relatable and funny towards teaching and the whole pandemic. And I started gaining a following just being silly on TikTok, like nothing crazy. I have about 45,000 followers there. And I decided that if I can get that many followers to follow me, I want to be able to try to make a better impact if that's the footprint I have on social media right now, especially locally. And yeah, I make videos about teaching and like Lego is a big one for me currently right now, but yeah.
I love that you parlay that into a way to give back where, you know, a lot of times on social media, people are there to make money. I mean, it's a business for so many people. And so you kind of turn that model on its head to collect over 200 Lego sets, Jesse. Why Lego and how did you get the over 200?
So yeah, last year I decided to make the push and like everyday post and remind people Lego to me is really important on a personal level. I collect, I've been collecting for the last couple of years in building. I tie into mental health a lot and how in the pandemic we were all looking to do something, obviously being kind of shut out at home. And then my passion for Lego kind of spreads across my videos now. And it's easy enough for someone to buy a Lego set and kids to enjoy that. It's not just something to open up, but it's something they can build, take apart, build something different with it. And it hits so many different age ranges, and there's so many benefits, especially on a teaching standpoint, that I love about Lego. So, yeah.
Take me back to that. You said that you came in and you'd do some sorting and that kind of thing. Tell me about the connection that you have with 630 Santa's Anonymous, why you decided to start volunteering in the first place, what attracted you to it, and why do you keep doing it year after year to be able to give back?
It's a charity that I know is impacting the right way. I know that around Christmas time, especially lately, it's hard for families to keep up, whether it's inflation of prices right now, like loss of work and jobs. And, you know, Christmas, as much as not about the presents, it's that feeling when you come downstairs as a kid and you get to open at least one thing. And mom and dad feel so special that they could at least get you that one thing you might want. And to me, that's why I keep coming back, because if I can, you know, impact 10 families by just getting donations in myself or, you know, having my friends and family and followers donate, then to me, I've made the right impact and I'm doing the right thing.
You know, we talk about impact and want to remind you that this hour, your donation makes essentially double the impact. This is a power hour sponsored by James H. Brown, which means they are going to match your donations up to $10,000. So call and make a donation this hour, 587-855-1821. Jesse, there's so many things that you're doing that I want to applaud you for. I mean, using social media to reach your students, encouraging them to volunteer, obviously collecting all of these donations for 630 Chad Sanchez Anonymous. All of it is really incredible. What is the response from your students when you try to kind of inject this idea of volunteering and being a part of your community? You know, because is it something that they're able to wrap their heads around?
Yeah, I right now teach them, they're 10-year-olds for the most part right now, and I definitely want to make sure that the skills they learn out that I can teach them outside the textbooks are more important than what's in the textbook. That's kind of my teaching philosophy. So giving back is a big thing. And we had a really good conversation yesterday about, you know, donating and what it means to families. And it doesn't have to be a lot or a big thing, but every little thing helps. And it does take a village and a community to make an impact. And they're like, well, our teacher's so TikTok famous and stuff. I'm like, but when you get to that point, because some of these kids want to be like social media influencers, that if you ever hit a platform and you grow, then you need to find a way to use it properly and not always for your own personal gain.
Great message that you're sharing, and great work. Thank you, Jesse. Thanks for chatting with us about this. Appreciate it.
Perfect. Thank you.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.